Gracious Heavenly Father, be with us today as we decide the county's business. Let it be within your will and with your oversight. Lord, be with our community, our men overseas, and we ask that you forgive our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Welcome all of you here this morning. Item number one on our agenda is public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with Section 551.042 of the Government Code. That's the Texas Open Meetings Act. Do we have any?
Yes, sir.
Item number two, review minutes for special meeting of April 26th, regular meeting May 10th, special meeting of May 17th.
I have the copies in front of me.
Okay.
On the 26th, I was quoted as making amendments that was suggested by Ted Gillespie. It's misspelled. It needs to be Ed, G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E. Ed instead of Ted.
Okay.
Gillespie is G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E. Also, at that meeting, there were 11 people that were in attendance that weren't listed on the public and county officials attending. Teresa, did you proofread the minutes from May the 10th?
I've proofread them since I gave them to you. So there are several things that were changed in that. They're just like typographical spelling. Those that are in quotation that didn't change much. There were a few things that might have changed in quotations that I just didn't get right on the first time.
Well, I stopped counting at 72 errors.
Well, when I sent you the email, I told you that there were several errors. I was just trying to get you something that you could have in hand a couple of days before court, so you wouldn't be waiting until Friday to get it and then have to look through that. So, yes, we did buy several. We do have two other proofers that are doing that.
And they'll be ready when?
Yeah, they'll be fixed. You want me to always have them ready this afternoon.
I'm going to move that we postpone the approval of the minutes until we get the corrections.
Aubrey?
Yes. And I can give you the corrections that I have on the 17th.
I've got a bunch of, old books, and they start with, 1895, and, old divorce records, civil cases, tax suits, different stuff. And they're falling apart, or when you go through the pages are brittle. And what we're wanting to do is take a few at a time, and they'll take the acid out of the paper and stuff, and then they'll put them in sleeves and stuff, so that way, when people do come, looking for historical purposes stuff, and they was to so happy to be in the page, it won't break or anything, and it'll look, nice. And Bob Summers said that he will come down here probably July or something and go through all the books that we have down in what we call our dungeon and give us.
Well, those books are up on filing cabinets and
Some on that's up at the top and the ones in
yeah.
because, you know, the backs are falling off and stuff. And, like, go through the ones that he would feel like are more historical, you know, and really worth doing. There's some that's not worth doing. And give us a total price. This is just for doing three books. They said that they can microfilm, and that would keep, you know, copy there in their office. We don't microfilm, so, I mean, of course, they said they'd also do it in a digital thing, and that would be fine. And that's what I'd like to do, is like I said, start with doing three books, and then as time goes on.
How much are those three books going to cost?
Okay. One book he estimates at $935, another is $867, and then we have 1 minute book, which is bigger, and they would have to, you know, break it down into two books, is $1,724.
What will they be doing again for this money? They'll be putting each page in a plastic sleeve.
Yes.
And they guarantee that the plastic will not stick to the document.
Right.
And will they bind it?
Yes. It'll pretty much, the binder will look like what they're already in. But because the old books are stitched together, these won't be stitched. They'll, you know, have those little pulley things that you can take out, you know, each page, you know, if you were to need to make a copy or whatever.
When we moved the books over there, they were old, and we were real careful with them. They are very old.
This is out of your records management.
Right.
Good. I don't have a problem with it. I'd make a motion that we do that.
Second. Before we vote, you said that they will shoot an image of those documents and keep them.
Right. They'll keep it there because they're fixing to open up. Place in Dallas because they're actually they're out of state and I can't remember where it is, but like I said, they're fixing to open a place in Dallas where they'd actually be doing the books, you know, rebinding them and all that stuff instead of sending them off to wherever they're at.
Well, when they do scan them, they'll be can access them through an archive on a computer.
Yes.
A motion by Commissioner Beal, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, to approve the record preservation for the district clerk's office to be paid for from records management. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Item number four, consider possible approved filing system.
Okay, and what that is, because if y'all have been in, any of y'all been in my office, back in the back we have these roller shelves, and what we want to do is down in the dungeon, because that's where we have all of our old criminal cases, take all those file cabinets out and put those in a roller shelf and put them down there. And that way, because you can only put so many five-drawer file cabinets down there, and this will take up a lot more than what we have down there. One option contains one stationary carriage and three rolling carriages and holds 5,880 filing inches, or the equivalent of 47 five-drawer file cabinets, which there's no way we can get 47 five-drawer file cabinets down there. And of course, that's $13,710.
$13,001.
$13,710.
Here's the only that we've got to figure out. It's only $11,000 of record management money. So we might be either a portion of it, we might have to count.
Okay.
How are those funds in records management accrued?
It's a
How many cabinets will this, are you requesting? Three, is it three?
Like I said, it's one stationary and three rolling carriages.
I wonder how much each of those rolling things is.
I don't know. There's another option, and that's two rolling carriages and two stationary, and that's $13,068. It's about $700 difference.
The other thing we could maybe do, Shane, is I was talking to Teresa. She's got a lot of money in her. I don't think she can use her money for this office, but she could pay for more. Like if we end up doing the $50,000 computer upgrade, she's already said she would be able to pay for half of that. I think that qualifies in her records management because her record is maintained on that computer as well. She would be willing to pay some more of that, which would free up some money in General County that's going to have to go with that if you go with this. And there's some things we can do to shove some money.
Are we taking advantage of every opportunity to charge a fee on documents that we're allowed to?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that, Carl, or the county can pay the part that's left.
Well, yeah, what we do now, just go ahead and approve it. The budget to cover it. Then when we can, we'll take some money from the county clerk's side. That's just a lot of money sitting there that.
I'll make a motion we go with option two on here with the $400, $400-something more, and you get 47 compared to 41, 55 drawers and three rolling carpets, so carriages, I mean. So I make a motion we go with option two.
Is that the one that's 13710?
That's the one, 13710, yeah.
Okay.
It's not $400 more than another, you get.
You get 400 more file. I'll second.
A motion by Commissioner Holliday, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve the option that cost 13, what was it, 13710?
13710.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number five, consider approved traveling seminar. sheriff's office sent Sergeant Davis and Sergeant Bain to a risk management workshop course presented by Texas Association of Counties. That training will be June 2nd in Grand Prairie.
Make a motion to approve travel seminar.
There's a second.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, seconded by Commissioner Boggs to approve travel seminar for county employees and elected officials. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number six, approval of written reports. Are there any oral reports that need to be made? Got written reports. Cash statement of the auditor. Wonder how we done on our property tax collection this year.
Come in pretty good.
Nothing unusual from previous years.
I did get a preliminary price behind the top of the money, and you see that letter saying it would like 2.3B, which is going to be down. I'm asking for a thousand square.
Well.
Evaluation rate in the county as far as I'm concerned.
I can't see those values.
I paid the highest.
On what now?
They went down.
Total value's down about $400 million on the preliminary estimate that he gave me, but I haven't called and talked to him about where the numbers came from.
That's on the power plant?
I don't know. It's just a total.
Oh, just a total.
Just a total. Lower that much, I'm assuming the power plant.
My guess is they may have lowered some of Pilgrim's assessments too.
Maybe, but you know, the headquarters are thinking on our counties.
I don't think any of ours is on it. Ours is still running.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking to them, affected our numbers, but maybe they did. The biggest numbers to drive ours are the 2 power plants, by far. I don't see anybody's electricity bills going down, so I'm not going to hold mine or pay.
Paid the highest electric bills I've ever paid.
Yeah, mine too.
And used the least amount of electricity I've ever used.
Something wrong with that picture.
Something wrong.
Well, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to.
Yeah, and it's a very preliminary number. He'll give us, you know, he gives us our numbers and what we're budgeting with in July.
Yeah. Okay. Our motion to approve all of the reports.
So moved.
Second.
All
sir.
Commissioner Bill?
No, sir.
Commissioner Kemp?
No, sir.
Commissioner Hockaday?
No, sir, thank you.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for the thoughts and prayers, cards, and food, plants, flowers, because of my brother's death, certainly unexpected. But much of life is unexpected. But I do thank you for all that y'all have done, both elected officials, county employees, citizens, friends. It's always comforting to know that you've got people who are thinking about you. With that, I guess we're ready to conclude. Is there a motion to adjourn? I can read shorthand. Can you read shorthand, Norm? Can you read shorthand? Oh, yeah. I know this is going to cause a major disruption in things, but I'm going to reschedule county court schedule for misdemeanor court for tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, the next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's probably going to inconvenience a lot of people, and I apologize for that, but I've just got family things that I've got to take care of this week. And we'll put a note on the door that court is reset for those days, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Be 2nd, 3rd, 4th. 2nd, 3rd, 4th.
3rd, 4th, and 5th, rodeo.
Well, it's rodeo when we have this court.
Bobby, is it too late to get it in the, today's edition? Thomas made the motion.
Thomas made the motion.
Commissioner Hockaday,